MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, with South Africa's growth forecast stuck at just 1%, more and more local companies are casting their gaze northwards towards Africa's many untapped markets. And for many today, this could be seen as a potential imperative as the 30% Trump tariff hike is now implemented. But for every success story, there are cautionary tales of rushed expansion, misunderstood regulations, and also cultural blind spots. I'm in conversation now with Sebastian De Plas, who is a partner at Forvis Mazars, and he says the opportunities are real, but there are risks. And as global giants scale back in Africa, a new wave of regionally focused players is stepping in. So let's talk to him about what business gets wrong, what they need to get right, and why a one-size-fits-all strategy is often a recipe for failure. So, Sebastian, a very warm welcome. Let's start with a reality check. In your opinion, what's the biggest myth that South African companies have about expanding in Africa? I would imagine they go in with their eyes wide open and often they get a bloody nose.
Yeah, hi, Jeremy. Thank you. Globally in the world, 83% of the companies are thinking about growing in new markets internationally in the next 5 years, and it represents 66% of the companies in Africa. So as you said, there are certainly big opportunities on the continent for South Africa companies to grow. So with a young population, a population that is growing very fast and will be the first population in the world. So obviously it goes with markets that are growing, like financial services, infrastructure, telecom, consumer goods, and actually most of the market. So there are opportunities, we all know it, but there are as well big challenges. And I would say that the first one is to make the mistake or the misunderstanding that Africa is the same. So Africa is one continent, it's a geographical limitation of countries, but the reality is that between countries in North Africa, Southern Africa, or West Africa, the culture is very different. And in terms of strategy, you cannot apply what has worked in South Africa in West or North Africa, because the way consumer buying, the way people are paying is very different. And I would say this is one of the major challenges in terms of strategy that have the South African companies, is sometimes to go to some countries with their own eye and their own view on what they have done and worked in South Africa.
So often businesses view Africa then as a homogenous market. You're suggesting to me that that is very dangerous and often foolish thinking, I would imagine. How do they need to recalibrate or change their thinking, adopt a different strategy in that regard? What would they need to do, given that your C-suite barometer highlights this huge potential that that exists right now?
Yeah, I think to match the strategy of expansion, they need to have an operational view. So it's very important to understand when we go in a country, the local regulation and different topics such as the employees will work with, their culture, how people are interacting and how do we work together. In terms of operation, as I said, one of the challenges that have these companies is that when you expand in a country, the market in a smaller country in Africa may not be as large or to start at least than in South Africa. You may locally have teams that are not as big as what you have in South Africa. And as you probably know, but it's not always easy to travel from South Africa to a lot of countries, especially in West Africa. So sometimes it can feel that our team that are in some countries are far from the head office that is based in South Africa. And what we have seen with our client and as well in that barometer that we have done with the C-suite from South African companies is that there are ways to work in that context. I give you a few examples. We have worked recently with companies that are very large companies that are asking us in Africa to look at taking over all, for example, their accounting or their IT or their HR department, where they want to, instead of having teams locally and take some risk to have teams that, as again, I said, are far from them and that they cannot control, and more risk of corruption, more risk of process that are not the same in a small team in a far country, they decide to subcontract it to different firms. And for example, to an audit and accounting firm to subcontract this accounting. And interesting, what we have seen recently is subcontracting your accounting was in the past mainly for SMEs because it was easier for them to have an external firm do their accounting. But what we see today is even very large international companies are looking at that option to cover the risk of, for example, corruption, of having a certain quality reporting on time. So this is one of the example on how these companies could cover themselves when they open a subsidiary in a new country that they don't know yet, and also finding the right partner.
Sebastian, overnight, I would suggest to you that the paradigm or the landscape has really changed given the 30% tariffs on South African goods that have been implemented by the United States. As a result of that, do you think there's going to be more of a rush now into Africa by South African companies looking to expand and expand urgently?
Yeah, there will be certainly a rush, a short-term rush, but I'm always very cautious because, yes, we are talking about the 30%, but it may be some regulations that will change. As we know, things are changing very quickly from the US at the moment, and we don't know what it will be next year. And what I think is Africa development has to be a long-term strategy. So we have to be careful not to rush quickly now to wait for quick results, but really to spend time to find the right partners and to have the time to develop and to have long-term strategies. So yes, there will be a rush, but it has to be a rush with long-term thinking for the South African companies that want to explore African markets.
Sebastian de Plas, thank you very much indeed. Partner at the Forvis Mazars company, I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.